5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you ever have a really strange request that you received from a neighbor? This story made me giggle. I'm like, what would I do if I was in this situation? So a lady wrote her neighbor this message. Ready? Hello, neighbors. Could you please shut your side window when cooking, please? My family are vegan. We only eat plant-based foods, and the smell of the meat you cook makes us feel sick and upset. We could appreciate you understanding. And then it's gone even further. Listen to this.
They've put it so you smell fish. All I smell is fish.
Scylla Carden is vegan, and she's fed up with the meaty smells coming from over the fence of her Girraween home.
I can't enjoy my backyard. I can't go out there. Deliberate. That's what I said to the court. It's deliberate.
She took him to, like, the Australian Supreme Court.
Well, I heard that after she wrote this letter, they threw a big barbecue.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, listen, you know what? I mean, again, you want to be friendly with your neighbors. You want to do what you can do to be accommodating. It's not a relationship that's going to last, you know, a year or something like that. If you're an owner, this could be 20, 30 years. Could be your entire lifetime. So you want to get along.
Yeah, but that's a big ask. Yeah. That's a big ask to say, can you stop cooking meat at your house? You know, like,
because I can smell it.
Because I can smell it, and it's making my family feel sick. I mean, I see both sides, but I kind of really see the meat eaters. Like, what? Close your window, lady.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do about that, right? Everybody's got to get along, right? Everybody's got to do their own thing.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Move further away.
Yeah.
But live like a, you know, get like a 3-acre lot or something.
You know, I don't have it. I did have one request made of me by my elderly neighbor who, when we went to go put in a fence, she saw right after we bought the house, too. I mean, we didn't even know each other at this point. We brought in a bunch of different contractors, right? We needed windows. We needed paint. We needed the deck rebuilt. We needed a bunch of stuff. And one of the first things we did was we put in a fence. And so the fence contractor came out and they're just measuring stuff and whatnot. And she approached me and asked me, you know, she's like, you know, the neighbors and I had discussed a natural barrier. And I was like, well, I've got dogs, so bushes aren't really going to help, you know, with that type of situation. But she approached me in a way that it made me feel like she came to me because she felt like she was afraid of my wife. And so, you know, what happened was when we made that request, I told my wife, she's like, absolutely not. Of course not. And again, I my first instinct was no way.
Yeah.
So when I told the fencing contractors, they were like, which neighbor? And I pointed to the house and they were like, good, we'll start on that corner. And that's exactly what they did. And they went right to that line. On the other side of my house, I have a neighbor I make requests of all the time. I hook up to his hose to fill my pool.
Why?
And to pressure wash my house like every year or whatever.
Why?
I've got a well and he's on city water. So it's like I don't stress my well, whatever.
Oh, that's
but we make a deal. That's a cash transaction.
All right.
And by the way, inflation is up. He got paid pretty handsomely this year.
I was trying to think the strangest request I ever received from a neighbor. And it was, we had lost power a few years back. It was really bad. We lost power at our home for a week after a big storm.
Yeah.
And the kids were dying. It was in the middle of the summer. It was so hot. So we borrowed a friend's generator. And at 10 o'clock at night, I hear this on the door. And I thought it was my dad coming over, right? Because my dad had mentioned he was going to stop by on his way home from work.
Who else is knocking on your door at 10 o'clock at night?
I sent Hayden. At the time, she was like 12, down in her pajamas to answer the door. I'm like, it's no, go open the door. And it was the neighbor saying that our generator was too loud and he couldn't sleep and like to shut it off. And I was like, I have a newborn upstairs.
Right.
Like, what do you want me to do?
It's 80 degrees out, pal.
Yeah, we shut it off. And I felt like my husband was so mad at me. He's like, why would you give in to that? I go, I don't, like, what am I going to say? We're going to start a war with a neighbor? I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. Over that. Yes.
What's the strangest request you ever received from a neighbor? 1-800-330-9999. Jeff.
I had a neighbor that had a tree that belonged in a tropical rainforest. Mm. And big branches were coming down into my yard, onto my pool. and she asked me if I would pay to have it taken down because it started rotting out. So I reluctantly did it, and after I did it, she asked me if I would also have it grinded down for her.
She wanted you to not only pay for the branches that were over on your side, but you took down the tree for her, and then she wanted you to have the stump ground.
For what? For wow. What did she want to do with it? Like, to use it for mulch? What
no,
was
no,
use?
You just get rid of it to clear the yard.
Oh. It's just, you know, it was an eyesore, but I told her that stump's not going to land in my yard, so I didn't agree to that.
Right, good. Right. That one's on you.
Right. Right. Your problem,
I did
lady.
Just drop a branch on one of my neighbor's properties.
Well, you're a terrible person.
Well, I mean, I didn't physically go out there and, like, wrestle with it, but, you know, it happened. Frank, strange request you got from your neighbor. What was it?
The strangest request I got, it was so weird. My neighbor came over and asked me for a shovel. And it was 9 o'clock at night, too. That's the part that really threw me. 9 o'clock at night, asked me for a shovel. And, you know, it's like one of the things where, you know, you don't want to ask any questions. I just gave him a shovel. But the thing is I had to get it back. Right. And I didn't know if I wanted it back, to be honest with you.
Yeah, the next day, if I'm getting that shovel back after that, I'm cleaning it with bleach. The shovel at 10 a.m., 9 a.m., heck, a weekend, any time during the day, normal operating hours where you might be using a shovel in your yard, that makes sense. 9 p.m., it's dark out.
What do you need with a shovel at 9 o'clock at night?
That's what you got to do to get rid of the body.
I know.
Obviously.
Well, correct. That's what I'm saying. And you can't even ask questions because that's the weirdest thing. Like, what do you need it for?
Is it rude for you to ask why they need it?
Why? I don't know.
Or do you just say absolutely?
Depends
on
the person. It depends the person.
Yeah.
So if it's like a neighbor you don't know well, like I don't, you know, I don't think I know any of my neighbors well enough that I could be like, why do you need my shovel?
Right, but you would hand over the shovel.
Of course.
Without asking.
Yes. Did you ever find out what he used it for or no?
I think the piggyback of what you guys said, you know, like don't ask, don't tell kind of type deal, you know, with me.
Nancy, what was the strangest request you ever received from a neighbor?
Oh, I had a neighbor. He asked me one time if he could use my address to send his girlfriend a birthday present, and I said that was fine. The weird thing was that I kept getting boxes sent to my address for, like, the next year.
So he used your address to send something to his girlfriend, and then from then on, you started receiving things back to your house?
Yeah, for about a year.
Oh, so you're a smuggler.
Like, what?
Uh-oh.
You are definitely a smuggler. I mean, you never opened any of those boxes? You're a smuggler.
Well, I also never touched them. Does that count?
Yes. I don't know.
I think it does. I think if they just sit on your, like, doorstep and they come and they go and you have nothing to do with it, I think you're clean.
Oh, well, you should probably ask the FBI.
That's so weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
And it's definitely suspect for sure. Sending one gift to the girlfriend is one thing. Like, you know, it's like a surprise. But if it's the same street, it's a neighbor, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Why would you
use
a fake
address? You were definitely part of a smuggling ring. You didn't know.
I can't think of a single logical, not illegal reason why you would not give your own address when you're sending packages.
I want a deep dive on where those packages were going and where they were coming from.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you were definitely part of something sketchy there.
Columbia.
It's funny. California.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.